Derwent, Bennett, Sorin, and Silas are in the Governor's mansion in Redmail, watching Governor Ludovic try to secure his valuables while denying that he is at any point about to fly the coop. Outside, the impatient Major Blaise von Sphinx grows ever closer to just marching his forces in, whatever the consequences. Little does anyone guess that the enigmatic salamander has paid a visit to the governor's cellars and the volatile barrels of lamp oil contained therein. So, Sorin, you get to your countdown, you brace. Nothing happens yet. It would not be the first time that your internal countdown and the length of the wicks that you have set have not entirely matched up.
Yes. I mean, these things are... It's never an exact science, is it? You can't... I mean, how are you supposed to find any way of equating the length of a wick with how long it takes to burn? That's just madness.
Are we aware of what's going on at this point?
No. You have no one else has the slightest idea. Least of all, Governor Ludovic. So Meepla, his miniature, well, it's a minor domo rather than major domo, I suppose, appears and says, "Governor, they're ready for you." It's probably not the voice that Meepla had last time, but I cannot remember for the life of me. Ludovic claps his wings together. "I must address my people. I must allay certain suspicions that I have been about my staying power here in the mansion under threat of the cats. You," and he points at Silas, you, "it would make a very fine impression, I feel, if I had turned up on my balcony flanked by two large badgers. This would give it should show strength and unity and the favor of the people of the forest. Come along now. Come along. Up the stairs. Come on. And he ascends.
"Oh, now we need some stinking badgers." "Oh, I'll come with you. One badger on your left, one badger on your right."
Yes. If you could stand further forward and your friend can stand further back so you look roughly the same size to the people below, that would be ideal.
I think Silas's jaw is clenched in fury and his hands are sort of clasping and unclasping as he's...
I think he's losing perspective.
Oh, no. Am I watching this or am I somewhere else?
You're right there.
Oh, my God. Can I do hand signals at Silas that are on the long lines of, "Once you get up to the balcony, punch him out and throw him over the balcony"?
That's
and
exactly what I was going to do.
Excellent. So therefore, I'm assuming that's what you hand signal back in our secret hand signals thing that we haven't mentioned so far. So I'm going to do a big double thumbs up.
I get to that balcony first, and I walk out, and I raise a paw. What's outside?
There is a crowd. I mean, it's probably not the adoring crowd that Governor Ludovic thinks. There are a crowd of generally disaffected-looking forest animals. There is a small clump of Marquisate soldiers at the edge. Other than that, it's kind of like a field of little mouse heads. You notice a few torches and pitchforks. I mean, I'm sure they're just there for bringing in and or burning hay.
"Collective animals of the glade.
It's the salamander."
No, it's not. I'm a dirty great badger. I have just been declared as part of an interim administration. Number two is Nibs. It will be out in a moment to address you all. But I'd like to think that I'm a more caring, sharing, gentler second in command than you're probably used to. So, as I say, he'll be out in a second, and he'll answer all of your demands. Here he comes now.
And he does indeed. So Governor Ludovic steps out. There is the hostile hush has turned into an expectant hush. You've done that much. This is kind of like seems to be veering to the crowd from kind of lynching territory into street theatre, so they're not quite sure what's going on.
Well, can I can I maybe? Would you call that a crowd with weapons a fight?
It is several steps away from a fight. You may only need to wait a short period of time before this changes, but So, Silas, you're tromping up the stairs. Soren and Bennett. Soren and Bennett, what are you doing? You've kind of got the run of the place at the moment. No one is keeping an eye on you.
Oh, no. Okay, are you going up to kill him? Because that would be an excellent plan for everyone.
Yes, I suppose so. But I may have something to attend to. I've heard somewhere that when you, say for argument's sake, have set a fuse and to for something to blow up, and it hasn't gone off when you've expected, that it might be a bad idea to go and check on it, because you know it could blow up in your face. But on the other hand, if it's gone out and it needs tending to, surely you do need to go and look at it. I mean, this is obviously just a hypothetical situation, and you know there isn't a large amount of lamp oil with a fuse in it currently burning at the moment. But if there were,
do I believe him or not?
I mean, ever since you started traveling with Soren, a surprising number of things have exploded more than you feel would happen on average by nature.
I don't feel that I'm necessarily against explosions. As you know, my friend, I am very for these explosions and these lights and these pretty fires. Where is this hypothetical explosion fuse? Where is the hypothetical fuse in the hypothetical scenario?
In the hypothetical cellar.
Which hypothetical cellar?
Down these hypothetical stairs here.
Now.
Soren has no idea what the word hypothetical means.
Meanwhile, on the balcony, the governor is about to stand forward and make a speech. Silas and Derwent, is there any very brief momentary thing you wish to do before he does so?
Silas, I don't know about this. I'm being used as a bodyguard here. So are you. I think as soon as he said his words, we should scarp her.
We're not scarping anywhere. Just hang on 1 minute and I'll show him what he gets by having badges so close behind him.
Gracious.
The governor steps up, spreads his wings, opens his beak, whereupon there is a colossal explosion from within the mansion.
Have you just murdered half the party? Because I'm very down on that.
Well, some dice rolls are about to decide. Reactions from the pair of you on the balcony.
As the governor was about to speak, Silas was stepping forward to grab him and throw him off the balcony. So he's halfway to doing that.
I'm a simple badger, but I do know one small flaw in your plan to throw a bird off a balcony.
Silas, would you make me a roll based on finesse, please?
So in terms of rolls, are we D6s, D10s?
So it's 2D6 and add your finesse. And we're looking at 1 to 6 is a fail. Sorry, 7 to 9 is a possible success. 10 plus is a full success.
Okay. That would be a 10.
A full success. So that puts you... you do not end up going over the balcony with Bird, with impromptu governor hand glider, as would have been entertaining. Instead, you stand your ground. You are standing there. You have Ludovic above your head in a very Lion King-like pose. Smoke is boiling out from behind you. It looks like the most metal rock concert that the forest has ever seen. We just need Derwent to go into a long drum solo at this point. The sound of the explosion has at least given you a moment's pause. The governor is flapping and flailing. It is entirely in your gift, given that you're immensely stronger than he is, to utilize him as a missile weapon, should you wish. Derwent has a point. He is a bird. But it basically will come down to the result of your might roll as to whether you can sort of touch down with him before he can get his wings into gear.
People of Redmill, too long have you sat under the reign of this terrible man, stealing all your things. I hate people like you, Bird. You've been put in a position of authority, of trust, and you have pissed it away. Right, this is what I think of you. And then Javelin, like, he's going to throw him. Is there like a target that would make a nice, you know, sort of...
You can hit the bandstand from here if you get a good enough cast.
Go on, put the pigeon among the cats.
Nice.
There we go.
Episode title right there.
Okay. So, might.
Yes. Now, this is your strong suit. So.
Plus three. So that's a 12. Nine 12. Plus three.
Was it the bandstand you're going for?
That's
which has kind of been the symbolic centre of the dispute in Redmill.
Surely yes. He could hit the Redmill with that dice throw, though. You know.
That would be almost superhuman, given that it's about half a mile away.
This is a badger, and a very big badger.
And a very aerodynamic bird. You, javelin-like, as you say, you cast Governor Ludovic from the balcony, and he goes beak first through the roof of the bandstand and kicks lamely away there. And there is this incredible hush for a moment from the big field of mice. And then an enormous cheer. Well, a thin, reedy cheer.
Freedom.
and then I'm going to step forward and go, "Come, people of Redmill, enter this burning building and retrieve your gold and jewels and wealth from the government."
Let's not be hasty.
Meanwhile, and possibly preempting that very thing. Bennett, Sorin.
Yes.
Suddenly there is a boom, and the floor that seemed a moment ago so very solid is simultaneously very, very hot and very much in pieces. And something directly below you has just gone boom and shaken the mansion's entire foundations. Flames are gouting from the mouth of the cellar stairs. There is a lot of panicked shouting from elsewhere in the building. You hear tromping feet backwards and forwards. What do you do?
Run, run, panicky run, get out of this bad place, run.
Okay, and Soren?
I think is going to take advantage of some of the smoke and duck into a cloud of smoke and put on his mask. And moments later, emerging from all the chaos, comes the salamander.
Okay, so, Bennett, it's a burning building.
Yes.
Full of smoke.
And I'm exiting
it. It is quite large. It has a lot of rooms. You have only been here on this one visit. How good's your centre direction?
Exceptional. I've been drawing a map with my artist supplies as we've moved around the building. Does that sound feasible?
I rather like that, actually. is there any way you... I mean, in that case, yes, you can hurriedly consult your scratch map. You can get straight out of the building through the nearest window, should you wish. Is there any way you want to visit on the way?
Do I pass anything cool? If I pass anything that looks small and valuable, can I grab it? Otherwise, no, I'm getting out of the terrifying building.
Why don't you make me a luck roll?
Okay, which one's that?
It's so two dice and add your luck.
It's the D8s or
no,
fours?
No, two six-sided dice.
Right, okay. Sorry, I'm using them for my brand new dice box. Is there a way to use inspiration in this game?
There is not. What have we rolled?
Three.
Sorry?
Three.
Three.
Don't kill me!
You run slap bang into three of the governor's guards.
Greetings, Ryan.
One of them shouts, "That tail! It's the salamander!"
I'm an otter, you idiot.
Well, it's smoky. They can't see well. There are two birds and a fox. They immediately begin to threaten you with spears and chase you back towards the flames.
Have I any abilities to remove them?
Back in, well, first of all, you dodge back into the room you came from, and there, wreathed in smoke and flame, is the salamander.
You fools, Zil's the salamander. I said I was not a salamander. If I am the salamander, who is that? That is the salamander.
And as you say, the floor gives alarmingly under your feet. The flames begin to gout from the cracks between the its various pieces as the beams burn with remarkable alacrity.
Stop trying to kill me!
So, Bennett and Sorin, your actions, please.
Well, I think if the floor is beginning to collapse around, then what Sorin is going to do is stand there for a moment looking at the guards, cackle insanely, and then say, "You'll never catch the salamander," and immediately start jumping between broken bits of flooring, trying to bait them into chasing him through the collapsing building.
Okay.
We're all going to die.
That sounds as though you are tricking an NPC to get what you want.
Sure, so I assume that's charm.
That is cunning.
Oh, cunning. Oh dear. Yeah,
I will give you advantage on this roll, though, given that they are very primed to go after you. So that's 3d6, good. Take the best two. And add or possibly subtract your cunning?
Subtract. Yes. Cunning is not Sorin's strong suit. Okay, so with advantage, I've got a 9 minus my cunning, that's an 8.
Okay, so that's a partial success. So they don't fully take the bait. So they start, rather than conveniently charging across the centre of the floor, which would definitely spell their doom, two of them start edging either way around the more intact side of the floor. But they are hesitating and sort of feeling out their way. You definitely have an opportunity to kind of outmaneuver them. One of them does their best to grab Bennett, having divined that you are in cahoots. Bennett, you are about to be grabbed. What would you like to do?
Question, how do you think I'm in cahoots with this insane individual?
You are obviously all members of the renowned Salamander Gang, or that is pretty much the logic they are working on.
Why are these people so stupid?
They're the governor's guards. He didn't employ them for their brains.
It's a bit harsh and stereotypy here. They're trying to grab me. I'm an otter. I'm very sleek and slippery. Mm-hmm. Can I schmooshle out of the way in a very elegant fashion and try to get out of this death house again? Please don't kill me.
Make me a roll on finesse.
And that's 2d6, right?
Yep.
And I have finesse plus 6, right?
Please. Seems very unlikely unless you are literally made of water.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just... Please. 6! That's good, right?
6. So 6 minus 1 would be 5.
Oh, God!
Right, you are seized. The fox lays hands on you. You feel, even as he does so, between your combined weight, the floor goes and slants alarmingly towards the raging inferno in the centre of the room. Meanwhile, the other two are trying to come around to the salamander with spears. The floor is going. They are doing that traditional thing of guards being way too into doing their duty.
You are going to kill us all, you fools! Let me go. I'm an innocent otter.
Meanwhile, on the balcony.
Peoples of the forest, this is fine. Thank you for putting your trust in me in the interim administration. I will just go and deal with this little lot, and I'll meet you all at the door for snacks.
There is the sound of trumpets.
Oh, now that'll be one of the dirty great armies who've been causing problems around here.
The sound of mice beating a bird with sticks abates somewhat. And suddenly everyone is very frozen and panicky because you're absolutely right. It's not, in fact, not just one of, it is all of. From your vantage point of the balcony, you can see the entire cat force is marching into town. Oddly enough, having taken the exploding of the governor's mansion as a sign.
Right. I better get down there at the front door and have a word. I'll be back with you in a second. So I head down into the building.
It's full of smoke.
Yes.
It wasn't full of smoke when you came up here. Something's obviously happened.
Can I be screaming at this point? Utterly screaming?
You can absolutely hear the sound of your friend, open brackets, question mark, close brackets,
hey!
Bennett, demanding to be unhanded.
Ooh.
And amidst the slow grind and crack of timbers under a terrible and failing strain.
I'd best go and rescue my prestige.
And the occasional maniacal laugh in the smoke.
Yes. So, Silas, you have the balcony at this point.
First of all, because I'm Punisher, clear your exhaustion track when you tell a powerful and dangerous villain to their face that you'll punish them. So
you have absolutely done that. So consider yourself revitalized, I suppose.
And then my connection is Liz, as I once protected her, so I guess I'm going to turn about and go, all right, wait for me, I'll come help. Let's get these two out.
Yay!
Okay,
I'm not
so
die.
You two and your enormous weight of armor rush towards the collapsing floor.
Hey, Adrian, I should tell you, my exhaustion track is also thoroughly clear.
I think mine probably yes. is as well.
Yes, by all means, if you have done your relevant things, then
no, I've still got my points. Screaming in terror doesn't clear it, apparently.
All right, get behind me, and then can I crash and smash? You smash your way through scenery to reach someone or something.
Ooh, that sounds absolutely made for this situation. However, I will first off give Liz a chance to help herself. So, Bennett, you have been grabbed. Do you have a means of extricating yourself?
No, I'm a chatty otter who likes to talk people into doing things. Ooh, talk him into letting me go. Can I talk him into letting me go? I have charm.
Yes, what's your gambit? What sort of thing would you like to say?
We're going to die if we don't get out of this room. You're very heavy. The wood is burning. It's cracking. Can't you see? There's a salamander over there dancing around, making the situation worse. We have to get out. Please pretend all this was said in a French, bad French accent, because my throat's sore and I'm very nervous about my character right now.
Okay. And meanwhile, Soren, as you are being closed in on by a pair of spear-wielding birds, apart from the whole dancing and cackling?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My goal is basically to use acrobatics to try to leap to some parts of this collapsing floor that are dangerous for them to get to.
Yes, perfect. Do you have acrobatics as a roguish feat?
I do, yes. And I'm wearing my mask, so I'm extra good at it.
You are. Excellent. So I think that also counts as diving in without forethought.
Oh, God, yes.
So give yourself your luck armor for Daredevil.
Okay.
Bennett, make your persuade an NPC.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, 10. 10.
10. You see, for a moment, the fox is about to snarl something defiant, and then there was the very obvious kind of crack under his feet, and you visibly see him suddenly come to his senses. He drops you. It's a bit of a moment for a moment. He very nearly just drops you straight into the fire, but you are able to kind of writhe to one side and end up in about as safe as you can roughly get. And then he yells to his friends to flee, and he just legs it out of the room. And that takes us to... let's have your roguish feat roll, Scott.
Sure.
Just as the birds are about to kind of get their spears into you, you leap to the most tenuous part of the floor that you can see, using your tail for balance.
That was a very bad time to roll a 4. Happily, I'm getting +3 on this roll, so it is a 7.
Okay, how can we complicate this?
No.
You leap. Halfway through the leap, one of the birds leaps too. One wing spread for balance, trying to catch you in midair. Ooh. You collide. Ooh. You end up exactly where you intended, plus the weight of a moderately armored bird. The flames roar about you. It's exhilarating.
It is, yes. Oh, Soren hasn't had this much fun since, well, actually since last night when he set fire to the band's equipment. But
yes, Derwent.
Right. Sounds like my brother's saving her, so...
Well, your brother is behind you at the moment.
Oh.
He's about to... You're both thundering down the stairs, and he's presumably about to overtake you in his charge through.
Tell you what, saving her is your sort of job. I'll get to the front door and sort that out. Off you go. I run to the front door, I fling it open, I run out. Are the cats approaching?
Yes, they are marching in with drum and pike.
Comrades, we're nearly there, a rush and a push and we'll be there. In you come, you've got the governor's mansion. Comrades from the band society, I'm singing your songs, come on in. In you all come.
The large gathering of mice is staring at you with slack jaws at this incredible vault face.
Can I try a pleasant facade, considering I've buttoned them up about the music there?
Pleasant facade against the army. Yes. Okay, so the army are marching in. I assume you're actually kind of bustling over to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so yes, make me a roll with charm.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 12.
12. Okay, you have hold 3. This means that you basically got 3 sort of get out of jail free cards when negotiating with the cats.
Oh, you got to get in there. You got to get in there fast and round all the rest of them up.
Okay, we'll deal with that in a second because you are trying to persuade them to enter a burning building. however, within the burning building, let's have that crash and smash roll.
Okay, so head down, helmet pulled over his eyes, charges forward in the direction of the screams. Ooh, 8 plus 3, that's 11.
That's a full-on success. So the first thing happens is you flatten a fox who is running in the other direction. You do not in any way slow down for this. You burst into the room just in time. You arrive right next to Bennett, who is kind of just picking themselves up. There is a masked lizard and one of the Duke's guard sort of wrestling Indiana Jones style on a collapsing piece of floor. Another bird is standing there with a spear, trying to get a good angle so they can lob it at the salamander and or lizard.
Are you all right, Bennett? We need to get out of here. Where's Soren?
I'm not all right. It has been a horrible experience. I think I am going to just sit here. No, I think. Wait, is Soren the salamander or not? Are we aware of this? Did we work it out at any point?
I don't believe so.
I do not know where Soren is. He may be dead for all I know, but there is an insane salamander over there doing things.
Last Avenger?
I don't know, but I want to run out of the house and I will. Can I run out of the house?
Yes, you are on the way.
Oh, thank God!
Silas, are you going to intervene in the whole salamander bird business?
Salamander, you're doing a fine job here taking down these birds. Here, take this! And I'm going to try and, like, jump onto the ground and try and smash the beam that one of the birds is standing on.
Yes, absolutely. So that is very much wreck something.
I have Guardian. When you defend someone or something from an immediate NPC or environmental threat.
Oh, this perfect. Is both. Yeah. So is that one of your experience triggers?
So this is just one of my moves.
Oh, yeah.
So draw attention to the threat and they focus on you now. Put the threat in a vulnerable spot. Take +1 forward to counter-strike or push the threat back. You and your protector have a chance to maneuver or flee.
Perfect. Okay, well, so you make that roll, and then we'll go on to Sorin for how they can exploit it.
God, that's a 13.
Ooh. 13, right. So on a heat hit, you keep them safe and choose one. So you describe to me what you do.
I think he literally jumps into the air and brings his entire weight down on one of these burning beams, but I think it's almost sort of seesaw effect. So as he goes down, it sort of levers up and knocks the two birds flying into the air. Excellent. Obviously, maybe I'm now half embedded in the ground.
if you'd got, 7 to 9, that would be. But sure. as it is, you come down at exactly the right point. The bird with the spear is pretty much catapulted through the ceiling. The beam that Sorin and the other bird is on is also flung up. So, Sorin, you have this moment of advantage. What would you like to do?
Well,
your antagonist rise into the air.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if this is a grand palace, it's got to have a chandelier. So, as the two of us fly up in the air, Sorin will just look at this bird cackling and grab hold of the chandelier above him and try to kick the bird in the face as he does so.
Okay, make me another roguish feats acrobatics roll with all of your bonus.
Okay, that's a bit better, but it's still only a 9.
Okay, I mean, I think a 9 is... It leaves you on the chandelier. You land a solid kick of your lizard foot in the bird's face, and he basically just descends into the inferno with a screech. You are left on the chandelier. The ceiling is definitely not long for this world.
Okay, well, one problem at a time.
Yes. Meanwhile, Bennett, you're out.
Oh, thank goodness.
You see a couple of the governor's guards also ahead of you running away from the marketplace. They are carrying between them a small but obviously very heavy chest.
Okay. Do I see the governor?
The governor is currently playing pinata in the bandstand.
Okay. Where are there any marquisate's guards nearby?
If you want to go into the marketplace, you can find all the marquisate guards you like. In fact, literally all of them that are in this clearing have turned up and are currently being faced down or buttered up or both by Derwent.
Yes, okay, I want to find a marquisate guard, preferably someone that I've interacted before, who knows what's their face.
you can see Morg the Swine Master there.
Excellent. I want to go and talk to Morg then. I dust myself down and look as respectful as I can, whilst also appearing to have been in some sort of epic and dangerous battle.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that your appearance supports this narrative. Derwent, you've got a moment to just to set the scene. It's a lot of soldiers. It's probably more soldiers than you necessarily face down at any one time. They are not sort of descending with swords and hatchets. They've turned up in good order with the marching band, but of course they don't have the marching band. You have a collection of rather sad looking cats at the front who are playing kind of kazoos and things or whatever they've been able to improvise.
Quickly, you're getting away. You've got to go in. You got to pursue and capture, because there's a back door down there. I've studied the plans quite carefully as a tinkerer, and there's a back door down there. They're getting out the back with all the treasure. You got to get down there.
Okay. Surround the manor, shouts the major. And you, in. Arrest everyone.
Oh, that'll do for now. I'll just I'll pat a lot of people on the back, wander off to the back of the crowd, and head for that bandstand.
Okay.
Just got a couple more things to do here
to facilitate the handover of power. So at that point, Bennett rushes up. You get a bit of a look from Morg. It's a look that might communicate you didn't have to burn down the mansion. But on the other hand, right now, there's a lot of locals. They are not actively opposing the Marquisate being there, you can feel the mood of the mouse populace kind of teetering. They are not terribly happy at having a large number of armed cats turning up. They're not terribly happy about the idea of asking the cats to go elsewhere. Should you wish to use your gifts of oratory, you could probably swing them all manner of places right now. They are very much ready for a voice.
What time of day is it? Is afternoon, evening?
We may almost have got to lunchtime.
Good afternoon, madame. It's this girl cat, right?
Yes.
Madame Lucia. And how are you this fine lunchtime? Are you enjoying your snacks?
Not currently. You appear to have gone somewhat above and beyond the call of duty with this show. However, does this represent some great popular acceptance of Marquisate rule in Redmell?
I do believe we have achieved one or two tiny changes in your absence. If you look to your left over here, you will see the current state of the governor. I indicate the governor. And you will see also waving there is my dear, dear friend who has assisted in placing the governor in this inelegant position.
Just to clarify, that's not the salamander then, because it does match the description I was given.
He is a badger.
Yes, but it's not a... Everyone knows the salamander isn't actually a salamander. It's a nom de...
Oh.
Crim.
I am pretty sure he is not a giant badger. I have seen him personally. I will tell you where in only a moment, if you will allow me to show off...
I will have words with that raven.
Yes, it's a very bad raven, I'm sure. Okay, the governor, and here is the populace, and look at them. Look at the populace! How glad they are to be rid of the foul governor at last, I say, raising my voice slightly, and haranguing them to be very, very cheerful about the fact that the evil governor has been pushed down, out of the way, and it is all their overthrown things. And here is the Marquisate. And let me tell you about the amazing things they are going to do for you. And how great this clearing will be when they bring in their culture and their ideas and their delicious pastries.
Okay, the pastries get a little bit of an uncertain cheer from at least a handful of mice. Why don't you make me a charm roll?
Oh, for the love of God, please, please, please.
Well, it is your thing, and then we will head back inside.
How much do I get? Do I get extra charm?
You're +2 on your charm.
Okay, come on. Please. I'm so genuinely scared to roll. Yes! 10. 12. It's a 10.
Right. That.
Oh, fuck it. Sorry, can I swear this podcast?
Oh, yes. Your words are being passed from mouse to mouse, and fox and rabbit and so forth.
Pastries.
And
I heard pastries.
Steadily, there's just sort of... Yeah. You get the impression if the cats marched out tomorrow, then no one would be wearing wearing orange and flying little Marquisate flags. But for the moment, they say, okay, we can obviously work with this. It can't be as bad as the last guy sort of sense. And... one of the cats has like little orange pennants, and some of the mice take them and wave them, sort of eyeing each other and putting on big fixed grins. And you think, well, we'll see whether Derwent is about to undo all of this in a second.
Oh, no!
But for now, meanwhile, inside the mansion.
Oh, gosh.
Soren, yes, the ceiling is very much giving way. Silas, there are no lackeys of oppression for you to beat up or catapult through the ceiling at the moment. The ceiling is giving way. To take that as a positive, it does mean that your room now has an extra exit up if you're feeling particularly acrobatic.
Oh, yes.
Silas, the floor is also giving way. You are on it, and you do weigh quite a lot.
The salamander is swinging backwards and forwards on the chandelier and looks over and says, no, brave badger, I am exactly where I wish to be. Get yourself to safety. I still have work to do here.
All right, there. Good luck to you. I'm a big, big fan of your work.
And I'm going to crash and smash through a wall and out towards fresh air.
In a perfectly badger-shaped hole.
Yes.
And as you do, the floor, of course, collapses. The moment your weight is off it, the floor collapses into embers, and the fire roars only higher. So, Soren, what's the plan?
The plan is basically to swing backwards and forwards and build up a bit of momentum on the chandelier, and then just arc through the air and land on the side of the chamber that's nearest to the stairway up to the balcony where all this kicked off in the first place, and try to get there.
Yes, I mean, I'll let you kind of ride on your previous acrobatics roll to get all that. I mean, given certainly with the way I'm picturing it, you could probably catapult yourself straight up the stairs onto the balcony with a good enough swing.
Oh, perfect. Yes, then that is exactly what I'll do.
So you are about to appear above the marketplace. Perfect.
Framed by flames.
Derwent.
At the bandstand, having a quick shifty through the governor's pockets, hoping he's nicely dead.
I will assume that mob justice has done its work by this point.
Oh my God, we killed someone!
No, the mice killed him.
Oh,
Silas
no.
put him into a position where the mice could kill him, but...
Oh, that's pretty harsh.
Has he got keys, official documents, that sort of thing?
Yes, he has a sheaf of papers, which is very much ready for travelling. It's sort of, you know, proper oilskin, waterproof. There are some definite sealed important-looking documents there. Mm. He has a purse with 2 depletion of money.
He is a bird, so he probably has a signet ring.
Yes, there will be a gubernatorial signet ring. There is...
Thank you for that. I just pluck that off and maybe the little finger, I don't know.
You even find in his inside pocket a mechanical watch.
Oh.
Which is a genuine rarity. Ironically, it says made in the Marquisate.
Well, as a poor tinkerer, I like that sort of thing, so I'll put that in me. And I'll wander back over to the mice going, if a poor tinkerer can inherit such an honour, neither a cat nor a bird nor a mouse, but determined to be even-spirited to all, I will do me best for you, my little lads. Are you with me?
What's he doing?
Well, actually, bear in mind he's announced himself as the successor to the governor. I mean, given that the clearing was then promptly invaded, this may go terribly, terribly badly. However, the mice are kind of looking at you, Bennett.
Oh, good.
If you would like the crowd gathered here to sort of fall in line behind whatever it is that Derwent is doing, you can kind of nudge them that way.
No!
If you want to denounce Derwent, you can kind of nudge them that way. It's the power is in your hands. What would you like to do?
I don't like these choices. It's just I'm really keen on not upsetting the Marquisate when everything is poised to get stuff.
Well, it depends on how much do you trust Derwent?
Not at all, based on the accent.
That's just racist, that thing.
It's the accent. It's not the fact you're a badger. It's the fact that you sound like you're from Cambridgeshire or wherever. I don't know which one's which. can I sidle up to Derwent, you know?
Yes, you can have a quick conflab with Derwent, by all means. I'll give you a couple of sentences each before things get even worse.
Please go along with me here. I want all the riches, and so do you. That is what all this is about. Money.
Well, I were about to fall accidentally into the whole darn barrel, but you go ahead and, I mean, you're the one with all the salty and the guises and the, you know, the ooh-ha.
Oh, dear sweet lord.
Can I just throw a spanner in the works at this stage?
If the timing is okay,
just as they finish that conflab, you know, there and amongst all the flames on the balcony, wreathed by smoke, is the salamander standing there just shouting at the populace down below, shouting, "Become ungovernable!"
So, we'll have even more than that.
A muscle under Bennett's eye starts to twitch very badly.
Just as Bennett and Derwent have reached this sort of uneasy moment of common cause and are
yet
about
to prove they are governable, frankly.
All I want is money.
About to sell something, to sell a bridge to the Marquisate. First of all, an enormous smoke blackened and wreathed badger bursts out of the front door, partly on fire, with a Marquisate soldier clinging to each arm, gamely trying to arrest him. at which they are getting literally 0% of the
way. I told you three times, I'm not the bloody salamander.
And even as this is said, the actual salamander appears up on the burning balcony and calls upon the mice and general denizens of Redmill to become ungovernable.
Why are my VCs people?
Unprecise choice of words, I think, in this situation.
What on earth happens next? Okay. So, I suppose so Silas, you don't particularly have an agenda as far as the crowd goes. You're simply there. So is the entire Marquisate force. So are a large amount of reasonably unruly mice who have had a taste of rebellion already from having to play pinata with the governor. I think that we will have... God, I think we've gone beyond the regular moves this game provided.
I mean, so can I make a suggestion? Please. Is this a good point to end the episode?
Yes. Good lord. This will be. In that case, yes. That gives me a chance to think. What on earth comes next? Oh,
there is a missing faction.
We do not have the Phalanster Agasta. That is very true. All happy hostry.
What is the Phalanster Agasta?
The lizard priest. The lizard priest who is taking care of the lowly and the
down. Oh, right. Okay. Okay, because obviously we need someone else to turn up here.
We really do. We just need to turn this into the enormous, biggest chaos goblin possible.
Right. Okay. So let's do a quick sign off. So
join us next week on Critical Role.
No, Critter Role. Please carry on listening.
No, please.
So we'll be back very, very soon with potentially the final episode in this incredibly chaotic and fantastic animal tale, which I'm enjoying immensely. So thank you everyone at home for listening. We'll be back very soon with the next exciting episode. If you cannot wait, please do check out our Patreon at patreon.com/howwerollpodcast, where you will find the next episode, potentially the finale, and a whole load of other cool stuff. If this is the first time listening to How We Roll Podcast, please do check out howwerollpodcast.com, where we predominantly do a lot of horror and sort of mystery, with Scott as GM and myself as GM, and as some amazing, wonderful players. So please do check that out, particularly Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons & Dragons, that kind of thing. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, please find us on Twitter at HWR Podcast, or me at Joe the GM. As I said, the website, there's a Discord, which is the hub of our community, and there's links to that in the show notes and on our Twitter. And I think that's it. Scott, again, or should I say the salamander, where can people find more of you?
No, I'm not the salamander. Come, perish the thought. But yes,
I feel that your Discord name needs to change to not the salamander. Murder Grandpa has run its course. Yes.
But yes, if people do want to speak to me, you can find me on the How We Roll Discord. As Joe mentioned, I run a bunch of stuff for How We Roll, including the ongoing Pop Cthulhu campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at sdorwood there. And if you want to hear some of the other podcast type stuff I do, there is always the Good Friends of Jackson Elias, the podcast that I record with Paul Fricker and Matt Sanderson, where we talk about Call of Cthulhu, weird fiction, horror films, and all sorts of other cool stuff.
I'd highly, highly recommend it. Paul, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's a real honor, because I'm enjoying your book so much.
Oh, that's good to hear. Everything of mine can be found on paulcornell.com.
Liz, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Leading our characters astray.
Why? Why can't they just follow the beautiful, perfect plan?
A trustworthy otter.
I only have everyone's best and monetary interests at heart. You can find me on Twitter at LM Miles and on my website, very sporadically updated, www.lmmiles.com.
Thank you so much. And last but by no means least, thank you again so much for Adrian for taking us through this incredible tale. I don't know how you're doing it. Honestly, I don't.
Thank you very much. I can be found at AppShadow on Twitter or AdrianChaikovsky.com, and my books can be found where books can be found, including trying to make a mad guess at when this might be out. End of the year, I've got Children of Memory, the third of that, the Children of Time series, and my new fantasy book, the cover of which had just dropped, City of Last Chances.
Amazing. And as I said, we will be back very, very soon with the next exciting episode. And please do check out Patreon if you cannot wait.